Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are about, 10 days away from the rookies reporting to training camp, and then the veterans will come in on the 19th, and then we're off and running as the Bears get ready for the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. They are the only source outside of Angel Reese, and quite honestly, real talk, I know we haven't had a lot of chance to talk about this. Kennedy Carter should have been an all-star. There, I'll say it. I've said it. Anyway, that's really the only joy that a Chicago sports fan has right now, is thinking about what could happen with the Bears. So, Jason Leisure, who's here. Tony Gill is here. I'm Lawrence. I'm usually here. They're here today for Dan Bernstein, which is very nice. This is nice of you guys to do this, and thank you for coming in and hanging out with me.
If we fused, you think we could be Dan? Like, if me and Jason fused?
No.
Did the Dragon Ball Z?
No.
Fusion?
No. You guys would turn into something more powerful than Dan if you two fused.
Yeah. Okay. I like that idea.
Yeah.
The worst.
So, Jason, what's it like to live in this space where everyone is coming to your beat for hope? Enjoy.
About time, man. It's about time. It's about time. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
I will tolerate no Bears cynicism right now from anybody. There's been plenty of time, there's been plenty of times Bears fans have gotten excited in my lifetime, and you felt like, I don't know if you really should be, but this feels legitimate to me. And I'm excited as a reporter because for me, I have never ever, Lawrence, covered an NFL season that I would say was one of those
good
fun seasons.
That's right, because you had the Dolphins.
I've covered a couple teams that made the playoffs, but they weren't fun seasons. They weren't clearly headed somewhere.
Yeah, that Dolphins team that you covered in the playoffs, didn't they kind of backdoor into the playoffs and they had no chance to win their playoff game?
I think that's most Dolphins playoff seasons, and as well as the Bears, honestly. It's so funny to me, though, the last 2 years that the state of Chicago sports has gotten to the point where, not just this year, 2 years in a row, we've been talking about the Bears being the team that everybody feels best about. Everyone feels best about the Bears in 2023 after being the literal worst team in the NFL at 3-14. And everyone feels the best about the Bears out of the pro teams right now, even though they were bottom 10 in the league last year. Now, there's a lot that is promising, but it's still a lot more faith than proof. But I'm thrilled about all of the attention on it. I'm thrilled about the idea that this is going to be interesting and exciting. And this looks like an unprecedented, I think, opportunity in NFL history where you have a team that is pretty much built, kind of pretty much ready to go on the brink. Probably if they had done nothing, would have been favored in Vegas to be a playoff team this upcoming season. And then you add the number one overall draft pick, and not just that, but a quarterback that people have been waiting for a couple of years, one of those once every couple of years prospects like Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck, as far as how he's graded as a college player. I mean, it's really, really exciting. And it's no wonder to me that the Bears are going to be featured on HBO, that the Bears will probably get flexed into some games this year because people will actually want to watch them instead of being stuck with it because we're a big market and you're some guy sitting in Denver who wants to turn on Monday Night Football because you love Monday Night Football and you're all excited and you got all your snacks ready and everything. And you turn it on and it's Bears Commanders and you're like, oh, okay, all right.
Wasn't it? Because I remember the excitement going into 2018 where this was the for sure. This was like, this is it. The Bears
2019.
The Bears 2019. The Bears are on the come up. This is it. Just made the playoffs. Here we go. And then it was awful. So, and you were there. You were there covering.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference in excitement from that offseason to this one.
Well, that offseason, I think everyone still knew, even though the stats were okay and Mitch Trubisky was Pro Bowl alternate number 7 or whatever, I think everybody still had a lot of questions. Everyone still knew that, well, you're trying to win without the most important piece. You're trying to cover up a deficiency, which just happens to be the one deficiency that you probably will never be able to cover up.
You do have Akeem Hicks. You do have Khalil Mack. And people were like, oh, okay, you know, get after it, that sort of thing. I remember, I don't know, Tony, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember what we did? We did a show from the lobby.
Yeah.
We did a show from the lobby, and it was like a Bears celebration day. And I remember
opener?
Yeah.
I was there.
That's right. And then I did the TV show from Grant Park, the old Sports Talk Live.
It was like the Super Bowl was going to be here.
And I remember vividly Matt Nagy coming into Soldier Field dressed as Papa Bear Hallis.
Mm-hmm, the fedora.
And people went crazy on the internet. Bears by a million! And then they ended up losing.
I thought that team would be good, too. I didn't think it was. I still thought they had the major problem at quarterback, and right now they have a major mystery at quarterback. We all think Caleb Williams will be really good. They clearly think they've turned down who knows what kind of offers for that number one pick, but you don't know yet.
I also remember doing those Is Mitch Good shows.
So, Tony, I joked about that because I'm going to go to SEC Media Days All-Star Week this week or 2 weeks from now. And I said that usually that was reserved for Is Mitch Trubisky Good week. We would just have people on. And
you guys did a whole week of shows, right, of Is Mitch Good?
Yeah. Every day we'd have different experts on, and they would give us their opinion on whether he was good.
And nobody had an answer.
That's right.
Isn't the topic itself the answer?
Of course it is. That was the whole bit. So I mean, I guess you could do that with Caleb if you wanted to. You could have a whole week of Is Caleb Good and then bring all the people on that wanted to talk there about the college process. You could just do that. That'd be fine.
Tone, do you think people are over it with Justin Fields now? Do you think that Chicago has collectively moved on?
I think so. As much as to see the Civil War happening on social media and in person, I think I might have saw somebody slap somebody over this. Maybe, I don't know.
What?
It could have been that, or they could have just were arguing over a parking spot. So, you know.
Okay.
One way or another, somebody got slapped.
Somebody got slapped. That's
and one
point.
Of them was wearing a Tyson Bagent jersey.
Good bloodlines. Can we play that? Because I don't know if these two have ever heard that call. Tony, this is, be ready for this. You got it, studs? Be ready for this. This is someone calling in to tell us why Tyson Bagent should be the Bears quarterback.
I had to get on the line. I had to pick up the phone about Bagent. He's the real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline. I think you're going to get a stud in this kid, and I think he's the real deal.
That was on the morning show, I think, the day after his first start.
The day after beating the Raiders.
Of arm wrestlers?
No. Not a good look for the whites. that phone call. Let's just say he doesn't speak for all of us. He doesn't speak for all of us, okay?
But I think people have finally moved on. I think people have seen and watched
White!
And heard and listened on how Caleb is moving, how he's performing in practices, because now everything he does is covered now. And you guys are doing a great job with that at the Sun-Times. But I think people have finally gotten over it, that there's been enough tape on the reasons why Justin couldn't return. He wasn't a bad person. It was just the way he plays quarterback isn't at a level that Caleb can play at the same pace.
That we hope Caleb can play at.
Fair. But even in college, if you just want to compare college tape, it just looks different.
It does. I would say Justin's college tape is superior to his pro tape.
His college tape's amazing.
Yes.
It was one of the indictments of the Bears because they have a part in this failure. This isn't just Justin Fields. This isn't just Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Although I would say I'd start with those two.
That's the part that people can't separate.
We're fired up about that.
So even like this guy texts and say, oh, Lawrence hasn't moved on. All I want is for people to admit that it wasn't just Justin. And
fair.
That's all I want is for people to understand that he was dealt such a bad hand. And it seems like here's what I think is a positive. It feels like to me, Ryan Poles has learned from the mistakes. He may make different mistakes, but he's not going to make the same mistake.
Offensive line.
No, not even that. With the quarterback himself, we're not going to play stupid games. I'm not going to bring some veteran quarterback in here and say that this guy is the quarterback and the other guy needs to be an apprentice. Even though Matt Eberflus is in a space where he needs to win games to probably keep his job, Ryan Poles isn't setting Caleb Williams up to fail. He's saying, we're going to give you, it's your job, and everyone here knows it. There's no Mike Glennon BS. There's no Andy Dalton BS. Caleb, this is your team. And I don't know if it would have worked out for Justin had they done that, but they would have been farther along faster if they would have. They would have known some of the answers to the questions going into year three instead of waiting until after year three. Because you remember what it was at the beginning. It was like, well, we've got this package of plays that we're going to run for Justin near the goal line. But Andy's our guy. And then Andy gets hurt because that's what happens to quarterbacks and especially old quarterbacks.
Lawrence, it's such a disaster. If you think about the lead up, and we can move on from the Justin Fields conversation into how this would apply with Caleb Williams. They had him working with the second string the whole offseason. They said from day one, we're not even going to, because they had to promise Andy Dalton the starting job
to get him away from the 49ers.
And then you get into the season opener and you're on the road against the Rams, who did they win the championship that year? I think.
Yes.
I think that was the start of the Rams championship. And you've got Dalton's in there, and then you throw in Justin Fields for second down, and guess what? That's one of Matt Nagy's plays that didn't work. And then Andy Dalton goes back in on 3rd and 14. Figure it out, bud. And, I mean, you got no rhythm for the game. Run on in there on 3rd. And after the game, I'm asking Matt Nagy, hey, do you think that might be problematic? And we should look at that. And now you go into this year, and you talk about doing things the right way, doing this clean, doing this the best possible way for Caleb Williams. Their process gives me so much confidence in what they're doing because you get a 6th-round pick for Justin Fields, maybe a 4th if he plays more than half the snaps. Wouldn't Justin Fields be more valuable just in the vacuum of a football roster? Wouldn't Justin Fields be more valuable to the Bears as their backup quarterback this year than the pick? Obviously. But what a dysfunctional way to do things would have been.
You don't want that
and
locker
that was
room.
Never going to happen. If they had not been able to trade Justin Fields, which was pretty close to being the case, given that there were minimal offers.
They would have had to cut him.
They would have cut him. Yeah. I can tell you for a fact they would have cut him in order to do this the best possible way. And when you talk about Ryan Poles learning from mistakes, that's one of the things that gives me a lot of confidence in him right now. when I look through the Bears organization, I look at, you know, from the ownership down, who do you feel really confident in? Who do you feel really good about? Ryan Poles has to be on your list of guys that you feel really good about. Matt Eberflus isn't.
He's got to earn it.
He's looking like a question mark right now. He's got to show you something. But Ryan Poles has done this rebuild through a lot of mistakes. He has made mistakes at wide receiver, for example, with Claypool, drafting Velus Jones. It's a third-round pick. It's not that big of a deal. And recovered.
Your first offensive pick, it's a big deal.
He has pivoted, though, and put together a very good wide receiver group in the end. He inherited a situation at quarterback that was not good. You have a guy that is not, you have a guy in Justin Fields who's talented, but not your type of quarterback, clearly. And if you look at the other quarterbacks they brought in, I always wondered, why do they not get backups that play like Justin plays? Probably because the backups they bring in fit what they want and Justin doesn't. So you get stuck with a quarterback that you didn't pick, that isn't your type of quarterback, that, by the way, the reason you don't have a first round pick, probably I think it was number 5 overall your first year as GM, is because the old GM traded that pick to get Justin Fields. And now you figure it out and you end up with Caleb Williams. And they've gotten lucky in some ways. Ryan Poles has acknowledged they've gotten lucky with the way some things fell as far as getting that pick in particular. But the way he has recovered from mistakes and pivoted from things that didn't work out is one of the things that gives me a lot of confidence in him. And if Eberflus, for example, ends up being a mistake, I would feel confident in Ryan Poles sticking around and picking the next coach.
I agree. And I just think that it's cleaner. Like, everything is cleaner. And again, I don't know if this is going to work. I just know that the way that Poles is going about this is so much cleaner than almost all of his predecessors who have had that job. And I'm not just banging on Ryan Pace. I mean, even towards the end of Jerry Angelo and his tenure as general manager of the team, this is a cleaner process. It feels more well thought out. That he's looking at and he's saying, okay, how can we make this easy? Like, and we can use Justin as an example. We can't have Justin here. He is too well liked in this locker room. We can't have Caleb come into a locker room where a lot of guys went to bat with publicly, the general manager and publicly for the backup quarterback. You can't have that. We're going to get him up out of here.
That's not on Justin, by the way. I think Justin could have done it. He's that much of a mature professional.
I agree. And I think that he's kind of doing the same thing in Pittsburgh, where I think there are a lot of guys that are like the new hotness versus the old hotness. But we'll see. Then you say, okay, Caleb, what are we going to do to get him up and running? Instead of waiting to hand the card in, no, we're going to get with his quarterback coach before, and we're going to say, this is what we're doing. These are the types of things that Caleb should be working on so that he has the best possible chance to succeed from the moment he puts on a Bears uniform.
And for all those reasons, their process is so clean and sensible as far as the personnel they've put in place around him, the roster he's walking into, everything else you just mentioned. It's going to be hard to even be mad at them if it doesn't work out.
Right.
It just, the process makes so much sense. I don't know how anyone could sit here. If, let's say, it doesn't work out, I don't know how anyone could sit here 3 years
you
from
can't
now.
Blame them.
You'd sit here and say, I would have done the same thing.
The only thing that you could say is you could go back to the scouting part of it. And would you have been better off going another direction with another quarterback and getting more picks because you had the number one? But pretty much everyone told you, not only is this the guy in this year's draft, this is the guy for the next few drafts. So if you've got a chance to draft the best quarterback that you're going to have an opportunity to, why not take it? Now, I'm very high on Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be good. But Caleb has the opportunity to be great. And a lot of people believe that he has a chance to be great. So why not, if you believe it, and Ryan Poles, in every interview that he's done, we did a thing earlier this week. He did a film session with Cynthia Freeland, and it was really good. And he was talking about all the things that he's seeing in practice with Caleb Williams. If that's what you believe, then you got to pour everything into it. That's the mistake of Fields and Trubisky. There was never a full pour into those players.
Because there was always somebody that was like, nah, I'm not feeling it. Like, when in the drafting of Mitch Trubisky, right?
You John lied Fox to your head like, coach, nah. Yes.
Well, and that's another example of the process being so flawed.
Right.
That, yeah. That you, even if that had worked out, you never want them taking that process again. If this doesn't work out, you still kind of like their process. But with both of those guys, Fields and Trubisky, and much more so Trubisky, there's a ceiling on those guys. There's only so far those guys could have gone. But I assure you the Bears did not find the ceiling with either of those guys. And one of the big problems I saw with both of those was they had this list of things they liked about both of those guys as prospects. Oh, we're going to draft you off your athleticism. But then when you get here, we don't want you to play that anymore.
Yeah, don't
do that anymore.
No, we're going to do this quick pass game, and we need you to read. And
Justin Fields, Ohio State. Highlights are incredible. They're amazing. And there's not that much running on there. There's athleticism, but not what you saw when he ran for 1,000 yards here. And then you saw Luke Getsy, Matt Nagy, whoever, do none of that.
Yeah, it is on you, although he was telling everyone down at the combine that it wasn't on him.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are about, 10 days away from the rookies reporting to training camp, and then the veterans will come in on the 19th, and then we're off and running. As the Bears get ready for the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, they are the only source outside of Angel Reese. And quite honestly, real talk, I know we haven't had a lot of chance to talk about this, Kennedy Carter should have been an all-star. There, I'll say it. I've said it. Anyway, that's really the only joy that a Chicago sports fan has right now is thinking about what could happen with the Bears. So, Jason Leisure, who's here. Tony Gill is here. I'm Lawrence. I'm usually here. They're here today for Dan Bernstein, which is very nice. This is nice of you guys to do this, and thank you for coming in and hanging out with me.
If we fused, you think we could be Dan? Like if me and Jason fused?
No.
Did the Dragon Ball Z?
No.
Fusion?
No? You guys would turn into something more powerful than Dan if you two fused.
Yeah. Okay. I like that idea.
Yeah.
The worst.
So, Jason, what's it like to live in this space where everyone is coming to your beat for hope? Enjoy.
About time, man. It's about time. It's about time. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
I will tolerate no Bears cynicism right now from anybody. There's been plenty of time. Like, There's been plenty of times Bears fans have gotten excited in my lifetime, and you felt like, I don't know if you really should be, but this feels legitimate to me. And I'm excited as a reporter because for me, this, I have never, ever, Lawrence, covered an NFL season that I would say was one of those
good
fun seasons.
That's right, because you had the Dolphins.
I've covered a couple teams that made the playoffs, but they weren't fun seasons. They weren't clearly headed somewhere.
Yeah, that Dolphins team that you covered in the playoffs, didn't they kind of like backdoor into the playoffs and they had no chance to win their playoff game?
I think that's most Dolphins playoff seasons, and as well as the Bears, honestly. It's so funny to me, though, the last 2 years that the state of Chicago sports has gotten to the point where not just this year, 2 years in a row, we've been talking about the Bears being the team that everybody feels best about. Everyone feels best about the Bears in 2023 after being the literal worst team in the NFL at 3-14. And everyone feels the best about the Bears out of the pro teams right now, even though they were bottom 10 in the league last year. Now, there's a lot that is promising, but it's still a lot more faith than proof. But I'm thrilled about all of the attention on it. I'm thrilled about the idea that this is going to be interesting and exciting, and this looks like an unprecedented, I think, opportunity in NFL history where you have a team that is pretty much built, kind of pretty much ready to go on the brink. Probably if they had done nothing, would have been favored in Vegas to be a playoff team this upcoming season. And then you add the number one overall draft pick, and not just that, but a quarterback that people have been waiting for a couple of years, one of those once every couple of years prospects like Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck, as far as how he's graded as a college player. I mean, it's really, really exciting. And it's no wonder to me that the Bears are going to be featured on HBO. The Bears will probably get flexed into some games this year because people will actually want to watch them instead of being stuck with it because we're a big market and you're some guy sitting in Denver who wants to turn on Monday Night Football because you love Monday Night Football and you're all excited and you got all your snacks ready and everything. And you turn it on and it's Bears Commanders and you're just like, okay, all right.
Wasn't it? Because I remember the excitement going into 2018 where this was the for sure. This was like, this is it. The Bears
2019.
The Bears are on the come up. This is it. Just made the playoffs. Here we go. And then it was awful. So, and you were there. You were there covering.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference in excitement from that offseason to this one.
Well, that offseason, I think everyone still knew, even though the stats were okay and Mitch Trubisky was Pro Bowl alternate number 7 or whatever, I think everybody still had a lot of questions. Everyone still knew that, well, you're trying to win without the most important piece. You're trying to cover up a deficiency, which just happens to be the one deficiency that you probably will never be able to cover up.
You do have Akeem Hicks, you do have Khalil Mack, and people were like, oh, okay, you know, get after it, that sort of thing. I remember, I don't know, Tony, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember what we did? We did a show from the lobby.
Yeah.
We did a show from the lobby, and it was like a Bears celebration day. And I remember
opener?
Yeah.
I was there.
That's right. And then I did the TV show from Grant Park, the old Sports Talk Live.
It was like
Live.
The Super Bowl was going to be here.
And I remember vividly Matt Nagy coming into Soldier Field dressed as Papa Bear Hallis.
Mm-hmm, the fedora.
And people went crazy on the internet. Bears by a million! And then they ended up losing.
I thought that team would be good, too. I didn't think it was. I still thought they had the major problem at quarterback, and right now they have a major mystery at quarterback. We all think Caleb Williams will be really good. They clearly think they've turned down who knows what kind of offers for that number one pick, but you don't know yet.
I also remember doing those Is Mitch Good shows.
So Tony, I joked about that because I'm going to go to SEC Media Days All-Star Week this week or 2 weeks from now. And I said that usually that was reserved for Is Mitch Trubisky Good week. We would just have people on. And
you guys did a whole week of shows, right, of Is Mitch Good?
Yeah. Every day we'd have different experts on, and they would give us their opinion on whether he was good.
And nobody had an answer.
That's right.
Isn't the topic itself the answer?
Of course it is. That was the whole bit. So, I mean, I guess you could do that with Caleb if you wanted to. you could have a whole week of is Caleb good, and then bring all the people on that wanted to talk there about the college process. You could just do that. That'd be fine.
Tone, do you think people are over it with Justin Fields now? Do you think that's that Chicago has collectively moved on?
I think so. As much as to see the civil war happening on social media and in person, I think I might have saw somebody slap somebody over this. Maybe, I don't know.
What?
It could have been that, or they could have just were arguing over a parking spot. So,
you know. Okay.
One way or another, somebody got slapped.
Somebody got slapped. That's
and one of them was wearing a Tyson Bagent jersey.
But, good bloodlines. Can we play that? Because I don't know if these two have ever heard that call. Tony, this is, be ready for this. This, you got it, studs? Be ready for this. This is someone calling in to tell us why Tyson Bagent should be the Bears quarterback.
I had to get on the line. I had to pick up the phone about Bagent. He's the real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline. I think you're going to get a stud in this kid, and I think he's the real deal.
That was on the morning show, I think, the day after his first start.
The day after beating the Raiders.
Of arm wrestlers?
Oh, not a good look for the whites. that phone call. Let's just say he doesn't speak for all of us, okay?
But I think people have finally moved on. I think people have seen and watched and heard and listened on how Caleb is moving, how he's performing in practices, because now everything he does is covered now. And you guys are doing a great job with that at Sun Times. But I think people have finally gotten over it, that there's been enough tape on the reasons why Justin couldn't return. He wasn't a bad person. It was just the way he plays quarterback isn't at a level that Caleb can play at the same pace.
That we hope Caleb can play at.
Fair. But even in college, if you just want to compare college tape, it just looks different.
It does. I would say Justin's college tape is superior to his pro tape.
His college tape's amazing.
Yes.
It was one of the indictments of the Bears because they have a part in this failure. This isn't just Justin Fields. This isn't just Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, although I would say I'd start with those two.
That's the part that people can't separate.
We're fired up about that.
So even like this guy texted, say, oh, Lawrence hasn't moved on. All I want is for people to admit that it wasn't just Justin. That's all I want is for people to understand that he was dealt such a bad hand. And it seems like here's where I think is a positive. It feels like to me, Ryan Poles has learned from the mistakes. He may make different mistakes, but he's not going to make the same mistake.
Offensive line.
No, not even that. With the quarterback himself, we're not going to play stupid games. I'm not going to bring some veteran quarterback in here and say that this guy is the quarterback and the other guy needs to be an apprentice. Even though Matt Eberflus is in a space where he needs to win games to probably keep his job, Ryan Poles isn't setting Caleb Williams up to fail. He's saying, we're going to give you, it's your job, and everyone here knows it. There's no Mike Glennon BS. There's no Andy Dalton BS. Caleb, this is your team. And I don't know if it would have worked out for Justin had they done that, but they would have been farther along faster if they would have. They would have known some of the answers to the questions going into year three instead of waiting until after year three. Because you remember what it was at the beginning. It was like, well, we've got this package of plays that we're going to run for Justin near the goal line. But Andy's our guy. And then Andy gets hurt because that's what happens to quarterbacks and especially old quarterbacks.
Lawrence, it's such a disaster. If you think about the lead up, and we can move on from the Justin Fields conversation into how this would apply with Caleb Williams. They had him working with the second string the whole offseason. They said from day one, we're not even going to, because they had to promise Andy Dalton the starting job
to get him away from the 49ers.
And then you get into the season opener and you're on the road against the Rams, who did they win the championship that year? I think.
Yes.
I think that was the start of the Rams championship. And you've got Dalton's in there and then you throw in Justin Fields for second down. And guess what? That's one of Matt Nagy's plays that didn't work. And then Andy Dalton goes back in on 3rd and 14. Figure it out, bud. And, I mean, you got no rhythm. You got no rhythm for the game. Run on in there on 3rd. And after the game, I'm asking Matt Nagy, hey, do you think that might be problematic? And he, oh, we should look at that. And now you go into this year and you talk about doing things the right way, doing this clean, doing this the best possible way for Caleb Williams. Their process gives me so much confidence in what they're doing, because you get a 6th round pick for Justin Fields, maybe a 4th if he plays more than half the snaps. Wouldn't Justin Fields be more valuable just in the vacuum of a football roster? Wouldn't Justin Fields be more valuable to the Bears as their backup quarterback this year than the pick? Obviously. But what a dysfunctional way to do things.
Yeah,
that
would have
been.
You don't want that
and
locker
that was
room.
Never going to happen. If they had not been able to trade Justin Fields, which was pretty close to being the case, given that there were minimal offers,
they would have had to cut him.
They would have cut him. Yeah. I can tell you for a fact they would have cut him in order to do this the best possible way. And when you talk about Ryan Poles learning from mistakes, that's one of the things that gives me a lot of confidence in him right now. When I look through the Bears organization, I look at, you know, from the ownership down, who do you feel really confident in? Who do you feel really good about? Ryan Poles has to be on your list of guys that you feel really good about. Matt Eberflus isn't.
He's got to earn it.
He's looking like a question mark right now. He's got to show you something. But Ryan Poles has done this rebuild through a lot of mistakes. He has made mistakes at wide receiver, for example, with Claypool, drafting Velus Jones. It's a 3rd round pick. It's not that big of a deal. And recovered.
Your first offensive pick, it's a big deal.
He has pivoted, though, and put together a very good wide receiver group in the end. He inherited a situation at quarterback that was not good. You have a guy that is not, you have a guy in Justin Fields who's talented, but not your type of quarterback, clearly. And if you look at the other quarterbacks they brought in, I always wondered, why do they not get backups that play like Justin plays? Probably because the backups they bring in fit what they want, and Justin doesn't. So you get stuck with a quarterback that you didn't pick, that isn't your type of quarterback, that, by the way, the reason you don't have a 1st round pick, probably I think it was number 5 overall your first year as GM, is because the old GM traded that pick to get Justin Fields. And now you figure it out and you end up with Caleb Williams. And they've gotten lucky in some ways. Ryan Poles has acknowledged they've gotten lucky with the way some things fell as far as getting that pick in particular. But the way he has recovered from mistakes and pivoted from things that didn't work out is one of the things that gives me a lot of confidence in him. And if Eberflus, for example, ends up being a mistake, I would feel confident in Ryan Poles sticking around and picking the next coach.
I agree. And I just think that it's cleaner. Like, everything is cleaner. And again, I don't know if this is going to work. I just know that the way that Poles is going about this is so much cleaner than almost all of his predecessors who have had that job. And I'm not just banging on Ryan Pace. I mean, even towards the end of Jerry Angelo and his tenure as general manager of the team, this is a cleaner process. It feels more well thought out, that he's looking at it and he's saying, okay, how can we make this easy? Like, and we can use Justin as an example. We can't have Justin here. He is too well liked in this locker room. We can't have Caleb come into a locker room where a lot of guys went to bat with publicly, the general manager, and publicly mm-hmm. for the backup quarterback. You can't have that. We're going to get him up out of here.
That's not on Justin, by the way. I think Justin could have done it. He's that much of a mature professional.
I agree. And I think that he's kind of doing the same thing in Pittsburgh, where I think there are a lot of guys that are like, the new hotness versus the old hotness, but we'll see. Then you say, okay, Caleb, what are we going to do to get him up and running? Instead of waiting to hand the card in, no, we're going to get with his quarterback coach before, and we're going to say, this is what we're doing. These are the types of things that Caleb should be working on, so that he has a chance to, he has the best possible chance to succeed from the moment he puts on a Bears uniform.
And for all those reasons, their process is so clean and sensible as far as the personnel they've put in place around him, the roster he's walking into, everything else you just mentioned, it's going to be hard to even be mad at them if it doesn't work out.
Right.
It just, the process makes so much sense. I don't know how anyone could sit here, if let's say it doesn't work out, I don't know how anyone could sit here 3 years from now You'd sit here and say, I would have done the same thing.
The only thing that you could say is you could go back to the scouting part of it. And would you have been better off going another direction with another quarterback and getting more picks because you had the number one? But pretty much everyone told you, not only is this the guy in this year's draft, this is the guy for the next few drafts. So if you've got a chance to draft the best quarterback that you're going to have an opportunity to, why not take it? Now, I'm very high on Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be good. But Caleb has the opportunity to be great. And a lot of people believe that he has a chance to be great. So why not, if you believe it, and Ryan Poles in every interview that he's done, we did a thing earlier this week. He did a film session with Cynthia Freeland. And it was really good. And he was talking about all the things that he's seeing in practice with Caleb Williams. If that's what you believe, then you got to pour everything into it. That's the mistake of Fields and Trubisky. There was never a full pour into those players.
Because there was always somebody that was like, nah, I'm not feeling it. Like when in the drafting of Mr. Trubisky, right?
You John lied Fox to your head like, coach, nah. Yes.
Well, and that's another example of the process being so flawed.
Right.
That you, even if that had worked out, you never want them taking that process again. If this doesn't work out, you still kind of like their process. But with both of those guys, Fields and Trubisky, and much more so Trubisky, there's a ceiling on those guys. There's only so far those guys could have gone. But I assure you the Bears did not find the ceiling with either of those guys. And one of the big problems I saw with both of those was they had this list of things they liked about both of those guys as prospects. Oh, we're going to draft you off your athleticism. But then when you get here, we don't want you to play that anymore.
Yeah, don't
do that anymore.
No, we're going to do this quick pass game, and we need you to read.
Fields, Ohio State. Highlights are incredible. They're amazing. And there's not that much running on there. There's athleticism, but not what you saw when he ran for 1,000 yards here. And then you saw Luke Getsy, Matt Nagy, whoever, do none of that.
Yeah, it is on you. Although he was telling everyone down at the combine that it wasn't on him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.